You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Social Soundbite.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard that snazzy tune. How you doing, Nick?
I am well, Jay. You?
Good. Good to see you again. And today we're talking hashtags on Facebook. To use them or not to use them?
That is the question, as Billy the Shake would say. So we come here after, you know, you've got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, hashtags all. And on some social networks like Twitter, it is a very popular way for aggregating conversation and adding and enhancing your engagement. And Facebook added this feature several years ago, but many have been confused on what hashtags actually do and does it actually help you. Well, a recent study from BuzzSumo analyzed 30 million brand pages and found that those posts that use hashtags actually saw less engagement on Facebook and fewer interactions, especially as you add more of them. I think we all have that one friend or one brand that barely says a complete sentence that somehow manages to hashtag everything. And that is sometimes to their detriment. So that is something to watch and be mindful of. Now, the exception is if it is a very big, very established hashtag, kind of coming full circle, like, say, Giving Tuesday, which was earlier this week. And if that is a popular conversation, then perhaps that can help your brand. But for you to hashtag everything related to your post, to your industry, in your content, doesn't necessarily make that attractive or engagement worthy for your audience.
Interesting. One of the things that I've thought of when using hashtags on Facebook is that if you manage multiple accounts and some of the things that you do are automatically tweeted too, isn't that
right?
An advantage,
and that's where some, you know, kind of find that overlap. If they're tweeting something and it has several hashtags and they're pushing that to Facebook as well, or vice versa, they want those hashtags there. But it's another case for finding the right content for the right network at the right time.
Yeah, instead of just laying the same thing over everything.
I mean, the biggest thing, though, beyond what any study says, is to be sure to test on your own. Maybe you could be the exception to the rule.
Interesting. All right, well, thanks. We appreciate it, as always. That's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital, and that has been your Social Soundbite. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, check it out. BrandDrivenDigital.com is the website, BrandDrivenDigital.com, and that's your Social Soundbite. It is 37 degrees at 7:59. Good morning.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit MarketingPodcasts.net.